In Matthew 26, Jesus, reclining at table with the disciples, takes bread, breaks it, and gives it to them. And after they eat, he gives them the cup. This is the institution of the Lord's Supper. It's known by many other names. It's the Eucharist. It's the Lord's table. It's the Last Supper of the Lord. This heavenly bread and wine, Jesus declares to be his body and his blood. Now, if you don't think that Jesus is the one who created heaven and earth, and if you don't think that he can perform miracles simply by speaking them, then you would have no problem doubting that this bread and wine are the very body and blood of Jesus. It'd be no big deal if you doubt that Jesus is God. But if you truly believe that Jesus is God, if you believe he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that he was there in the very beginning with the Father, and through him was made all things that were made, why doubt him here? Why would you doubt that the true body and blood of Jesus are in, with, and under the bread and wine given to sinners for forgiveness of sins, for righteousness and salvation? Do not be doubting, but believing. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.